朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，神不是要这些。
They added this, they added that. This is not what God wanted.
神这边也告诉我们，这些东西让人徒有智慧之名。
And the Lord says that these things but puffs up the knowledge of men.
不过用私意崇拜。
And they only worship with their mind.
他们在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
But concerning the indulgence of the flesh, they are useless.
因为里面没有基督。
Because in it there is no Christ.
只有字句，只有表面，只有要求。
There are but letters, regulations, and demands of people.
今天我们新约的百姓也很容易这样子的。
But today in the New Testament, we can very easily fall in the same situation.
中国有一个成语，你不用翻译，叫做这个买赌还珠啊，就是这个楚国有一个商人，他到郑国去。
And there's an old saying in Chinese, and it started from the story of a particular merchant. He was in a particular province. He was going to another province.
然后他就看到一个宝盒，非常漂亮的宝盒。
And he saw a very beautiful and very wonderful treasure box.
里面放着一个非常非常贵重的珍珠。
And there's a very very precious pearl that is inside of it.
然后那个价格高得不得了，这个商人因为很有钱，他把它买下来。
And the pearl was at the state of being priceless, and because of he's very wealthy, he was able to purchase it.
他买下来以后
，and after he bought it,
原来他只是喜欢那个盒子。
All he really wanted was the box.
叫做买赌还珠啊，他就把珠子说还给那个卖方，他说这个我不带了，麻烦，还给你，拿了盒子走了。
And he bought the box and he gave the person the pearl back and said, I really don't care for the pearl, I just wanted the box.
他付的这么高的价格，大概只有5%、2%是为了盒子的，但是他却把盒子拿走，把珠子还给。
He paid such a high price and only 2% of the price is actually accounted for the box, yet.He wanted the box, and he didn't want the pearl.
这个叫做无知不识货。
This is called foolishness, not understanding what is valuable.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们就是这样。
A lot of times we are like that.
约翰福音第五章说，你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生。
Matthew chapter 5, it says, we study the scriptures thinking that in it there is life.
主耶稣说，给我做见证的就是这经，但是你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
And the Lord says, he who testify of me are these words, but you will not come to me to have life.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，所以讲到神的奥秘就是基督。这个奥秘跟神秘不一样哈，你不要以为讲的神是神秘兮兮的。
And here, when we talk about the mysteries of God, it's different from mysticism. It's not that God is mysterious that it's hard to understand.
神的奥秘是基督，这个奥秘说到是 the best part 或者 the most important part.
This term mysteries of God as Christ is referring to the most important, the most precious things of God.
就是神最好的那一部分，最重要的那一部分。
The best of God.
就是基督。
The most important part is Christ.
也真是这样。
And truly it is so.
所以所有的智慧，所有的知识，这里的知识还不是指的我们天文地理人文的知识。
And all the wisdom, all the understanding and knowledge is not just merely academia.
这哈巴谷书第二章说的，认识耶和华的知识要像水充满洋海一样。
And just like in Habakkuk, it says, the knowledge concerning the Lord shall be that which of the water that fills the ocean.
这里讲的智慧是雅各书说上的从上头来的真智慧。
And this is the wisdom that is talked aboutthat is from above. And all of this wisdom is in him.
所以保罗写哥罗西书的时候，那时候面对哥罗西的圣徒面对的三个很大的挑战。
And when Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians, they faced three important, very critical challenges.
有很多希腊的哲学。
And a lot of philosophers from Greek.
有洛斯底派那种异端错误的教导。
Gnosticists, they have the wrong teaching that came into the church.
还有犹太主义这种死守律法的。
And Judaism that holds on to the law.
所以保罗整个第二章告诉他们，你们外面有这么多的哲学、世上的理学，有这些律法的遗文的教导。
And Paul in the second chapter talks about all the philosophies of the world, all the teachings and the regulations of the law.
但是我在这里要把神最好的、最重要的告诉你，就是神的奥秘就是基督。
But here I'm going to tell you the very important part, the very best part of God is Christ.
所有的 智慧知识都在他里面。
All the wisdom of God is encompassed in Him.
你真认识的基督。
If you truly know Christ,
你就认识的神的上好。
Then you know the very best of God.
真认识的基督。
If you know Christ,
你就知道神最重要的是什么。
You will know what's the most important in the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到神的奥秘就是基督。
And here it says that the mysteries of God is Christ.
没有基督的话。
Without Christ,
全部都是空洞的。
Everything is void.
啊，全部都是表面的。
Everything is superficial.
啊，所以你就发现以色列人他们就在字句上争来争去。
So you discover the Israelites, they began to argue over what is saying the letter concerning the letters.
就连到了新约基督徒，到了教会的时代，人还是在这里争，都是争影子。
And even in the New Testament, a lot of times you find in the churches, we still argue over what are but the shadows.
到底什么东西是真的？
What is real?
他们不在乎
We don't care anymore.
他们反而去在乎影子
And these individuals, they care about the shadows of things.
啊，所以我们到很多的地方去，我们都碰到这样子的难处
And we gone to many places, we discover that these problems exist in the house of God.
啊，这个有的教会老弟兄说，波饼聚会绝对不可以翘脚
And so we go to some churches, and the elderly brothers would say that during a breaking of bread, you better not cross your legs.
他说因为主的桌子在这里
Because the table of the Lord is right here
但是别的教会别的聚会他可以翘脚
But all the other meetings you can cross your legs
就是波饼聚会他不能翘脚
But during breaking of bread you better not cross your legs
所以波饼聚会他常常张着眼睛在看谁的脚翘
So during the breaking of bread he would keep his eyes open and look at the congregation and say who's violating the rule
然后会后就很气的来跟我讲一个弟兄你看谁今天又翘脚了
And then after the meeting he would be very angry he would come and talk to me and say brother you look at this so and so he'scrossing his leg while we're breaking bread.
你自己里面真正敬拜主，真正爱耶稣，不翘脚，我们感谢神，太好的学习。
If you truly worship God, you love God, and you want to respect God, you don't cross your leg and worship Him. Praise God.
但是如果今天在教会里面，你把它当成是一个律法的要求，然后整个人被它搅扰的话，你已经失去了真正的意思。
But if it becomes a regulation in the church and you're bothered by it so much to the point you can't worship, then you lost the essence of what's respecting the Lord.
整个波饼聚会，你的心不在主的身上，是在人的脚上。
So during the breaking of bread.Your heart is no longer on God. You're looking at people's legs.
我们到中国一个地方去，我祷告完，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。他们会后说，你为什么不用主导文做结束
？And we went to a particular place in China at the conclusion of the meeting. I prayed in Jesus' name and I said Amen. Somebody came and asked me, "How come you did not conclude your message with the Lord's Prayer?"
因为你想用主导文结束很好，这是你的操练。
And if you want to conclude all your prayers in the Lord's Prayer, that's wonderful. What great exercise!
但是这个不是绝对的真理，你不要用这个东西去要求别人。
But this is not an absolute truth. You don't need to shackle anyone to it.
所以有的人在争执说你不可以举手，你一举手是灵恩派。
And it's a lot of people says, oh, you can't raise your hand during worship because now you're being charismatic.
或者你决定不能够有 worship team 在上面，这个是表演。
And you're not allowed to have many members of the worship team on the stage because now it's performance based.
不要去争影子啊，弟兄姊妹。
Don't argue over shadows, brothers and sisters.
我们要在乎真实的东西。
We need to care about what is reality, what is true.
所以有一次有一个人晚上做梦的时候
，So one time a person had a dream.
他就梦到他在一个很大很大的一个教堂里面聚会啊。
And he dreamt that he was in the midst of a very very big congregation.
发现很稀奇的一件事情
and discovered something very interesting.
整个教会静悄悄的
and the entire church was completely silent.
人多得不得了，人在那里聊天，在那里讲话，人在那里这个台上有很多人在唱歌，然后又有牧师上去讲道
And actually, he sees people in action, people talking, people singing, pastor getting on the stage, speaking, preaching.
但是整个聚会里面，他只听到一个小女孩的唱歌跟祷告
But yet the whole time.All he can hear is but a little girl's voice, her singing and her prayer.
所以其他的全部都听不到。
And everybody else that is talking, that is speaking, he could not hear the audible voice.
他非常 confused.
He was very confused by the dream.
然后在梦中，神的使者对他说，因为在这里只有这个小女孩是用心灵和诚实在敬拜神。
And then in his dream, the messenger of the Lord appeared to him and said, because only this child is worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
在天上，神的眼中，神的耳中只听见这个小女孩的声音。
And the eyes of God and the ears of God, all he can hear and see is but this little girl.
Aaron 请大家假想那个，我觉得啊，那是一个很好的提醒。
And Aaron gave us an opportunity to just imagine. It was a wonderful reminder at the beginning of the service.
哦，天上天使天君都在那里赞美，他们是 professional.
The angels, the hosts in heaven, they're worshiping. They're professionals.
我练个老半天琴还是不会弹，他们都可以弹得很好的。
I practice for in an eternity. I still can't play very well, but they play so well.
我们一唱会走调的。
And when we sing, we go out of tune.
我们岂止是五音不全，我们八个音都有的。
We
多很多别的音是别人没有的。
We can make notes or melody that doesn't even exist.
但是每一次当神儿女们要唱诗，每一次神儿女们要唱诗的时候，神就叫众天使安静，因为他要听他的儿女。
Because every time the child of God begins to sing, he says to the host in heaven, "Silent, I want to hear my children sing."
结果在那么大的教会里面，整个各式各样的 program 跟聚会里面，只有一个小女孩的发声，神听到。
So in this great congregation, with so many things happening, so many people doing things, yet only a little girl's voice is heard.
所以主耶稣说，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And so the Lord says, true worshippers of the Father will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以我们在这里讲到，我们需要对我们的主有一个一手一个真实的发自内心真诚的认识和敬拜。
So we talk about the fact that we need to have a first-hand experience in knowing Jesus Christ and worshiping Him.
这里讲到不管是读圣经也好，
whether in reading the scriptures,
读到神的要求也好，
and coming to the regulations of the Lord,
读到圣经上的应许也好，
or the promises in the scriptures,
读到神的旨意神的启示也好，
or the will of God, the revelations of God,
我们都一定要在基督的里面来接受它。
We need to receive them all in Christ.
不然的话对我们来说是字句是要求。
Otherwise, they're just regulation, they're just letters of the law.
对我们来说是理想，是这个高言大志而已。
It's but a dream, but far-fetched thoughts that is not tangible.
我们并没有真正活出它来。
We haven't really lived it out.
所以你看到以色列人当这个四世纪第五章，
Judges,
四世纪第五章，当底波拉带着巴拉要来跟这个迦南人征战的时候，
and when Deborah was taking Barak to fight against the Canaanites,
这个西布伦人啊，拉弗他利人都跟着巴拉冲下山去打仗。
And the Hebrons and they all went with Barak and they rushed down the hills into battle.
圣经上说他们都是拼命赶死的人。
And these are people who pursued relentlessly.
为着神的荣耀，为着神家的兴亡，为着神的百姓，他们把命都摆出来。
For the glory of God, for the people of God, they lay down their lives. They're willing to lay down their lives to pursue.
但是圣经上就讲到在流便支派。
And then it says the tribe of Simeon. Reuben.
那个流便支派，他们在那个流便的溪水旁，在羊圈里面，他们听着笛子的声音。
And they were by the stream. They heard with their sheep, and they heard the sound of the flutes.
圣经上形容他们的时候，说到他们心中是定大志。
And the scripture, when it mentioned the people of this particular tribe, says
设大谋的人。
They have great hearts. They have great plans.
哦，他们有很多的方法，很多的策略。
They have a lot of device as to what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it.
他们可以高谈阔论，应该怎么打仗，应该怎样勇敢。
They can talk about everything. They say how you need to do battle, how you need to be courageous.
当别人在那里冲下山拼命赶死的时候，他们在溪水旁，在羊圈里面听着笛子的声音，他们高谈大论。
But when the other tribes are rushing down the hill in fierce battle, yet they're sitting by the stream, just talking and listening to music.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做不真实。
And this is what is not reality.
这个叫做没有真实。
And this is an absence, void of reality.
所以以前有一个妹妹对她哥哥说，哥哥，你是我碰到的人里面最爱干净的人。
And so a younger sister once said to his older brother, and says that you're the cleanest person that I've ever met.
哇，他哥哥听到还很高兴，真的吗？
And his older brother was so delighted when he heard those words. He said, really?
哇，他是真的吗？
He said, really?
他妹妹说是啊。
The little sister said, yeah.
他说我看你什么事情都推得一干二净。
He says, everything that has been asked of you to do, you pushed it off to someone else.
人家来找你做这个做那个，通通都推得一干二净。
And everybody who asked you to do something, you cleaned it off your plate and said, someone else do it.
最爱干净的人。
And he is actually the cleanest person.
这弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里看见神的奥秘是基督，所有的智慧知识都在他里面。
When we talk about the mystery of God is in Christ, it talks about all the wisdom of God is hidden in Christ.
要认识神的旨意是什么，要透过基督。
To know what the will of God is, you need to know it through Christ.
要能够明白神真正给我们的应许和祝福是什么，要透过基督。
To understand the promises of God and that God has for us, we need to know it through Christ.
要真正能够活出基督徒该有的样式，要透过基督。
And to be able to live out the reality of a Christian life, you need to do it through Christ.
因为神把这一切都放在基督里面。
Because God has placed all of it in Jesus Christ.
不光天下人间没有别的人可以，别的名是我们可以靠着得救。
Not only are there no other name by which we may be saved under heaven,
有没有别的任何的方法让我们可以明白神，可以经历神，可以享受神给我们的祝福？
There are no other ways for us to know God, to experience God, and to enjoy the blessings of God.
第二方面，
And secondly,
第二方面他讲到神本性一切的丰富都在基督里面。
It says, in Christ dwells the fullness of the Godhead.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里。
And all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ.
他说我们在他里面也得了这丰盛。
And it also says that we are also complete in Him.
昨天我们读哥罗西书第一章的时候，一章十九节也说到神喜欢叫一切的丰盛在基督里面。
And chapter 1 verse 19 it says that it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell.
所以我们在这里 要讲到一件很重要的事情。
And here we want to talk about something very important.
就是神的祝福决定不在基督以外。
And that all the blessings of God are in Christ.
神一次完全而且永远的把他所有的祝福都给了我们。
Once and complete, God has given all of His blessings to us.
第一个，以弗所书第一章第三节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 tells us.
神曾经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
And God has given us all the spiritual blessings to us.In the heavenly places in Christ.
也许 在明天的信息里面，我就会告诉你，连天上各样属灵的福气，也都是讲的基督来说的。
And every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is also concerning Christ.
而且他已经告诉我们，这是一个现在完成，是神已经给了。
And this is something that God has already blessed us with.
你不需要再去跟神要的。
You don't need to ask of it anymore.
已经在了。
It's already there.
你说主，我缺少平安。
You say, Lord, I lack peace.
神说我早就给过你，不要再跟我要。
God has already given you peace. Don't ask for it anymore.
所以有个弟兄讲得很好，你再去跟神祷告要什么的时候。
So if when you pray to God and ask for anything anymore,
他会神说我已经一无所有了，我已经给穷了，没有东西了。
And God's response would be, I'm completely emptied out. I've given everything I can give.
因为他说我们的神是批发商，不是零售商。
Our God is a wholesaler. He's not a retailer.
他一次完全而且永远的把所有的都给我们。
Once and for all and completely, He's given us everything.
天上各样属灵的福气都给了。
All the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
然后我们刚刚读的第二章第九节，他本性一切的丰富也给了。
And then it says all of His nature of the Godhead has been given to us.
然后昨天我们读的，神让这一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And then we read yesterday that all of this fullness is in Christ.
所以你知道什么叫做 spiritual reality?
So what is spiritual reality?
你想要平安吗？基督就是平安。
You want peace? Jesus Christ is peace.
你要喜乐吗？基督就是喜乐。
You want joy? Christ is joy.
你说你需要生命的粮食。
You say, I want spiritual food.
神不是说借着基督把生命的粮食给你。
It's not that God through Christ would give you spiritual food.
基督自己就是我们生命的粮食。
Christ himself is your spiritual food.
你要发现圣经上讲到这些的东西，我们原来以为是美德的东西。
And every time we think about these blessings, we think about virtuous things.
那其实它都是指的一个 living person.
But it's always pointing to a living person.
神说我把我的平安给你。
God says, my peace I give unto you.
弟兄姊妹，这个平安好像一个东西一样。
It sounded like it's something that God's given us.
其实他就是把基督给我们。
But in actuality, it is Christ that has been given to us.
你有了基督，基督遇见的基督，你就得到平安。
If you met Christ, you have peace.
你遇到了基督，你就是满了喜乐。
If you met Christ, then you're full of joy.
你说我想要压制，不可以再上网去看不该看的东西。
And you said, I'm going to restrain myself from going on the internet to see the things I'm not supposed to see.
给我圣洁，给我圣洁。
Lord, give me holiness. Lord, give me holiness.
你怎么祷告，圣洁不会来的。
It doesn't matter how you pray, holiness does not come.
你碰到耶稣，圣洁就在了。
But when you meet Jesus, you touch Jesus, holiness is there.
不要让你压制。我不可以看，不可以看，不可以看。你碰到基督，你根本连想看都不会看。
You restrain yourself, you restrain yourself. But the moment you meet Jesus, you won't even want to go see it anymore.
你说我不可以发脾气，不可以发脾气，不可以发脾气。
You said I shouldn't be mad, I shouldn't be angry, I should hold my temper back.
你碰到了基督。
But once you meet Jesus,
你碰到了活的 living person, 一个活的人。
You meet the living person, the living Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你的脾气自然不在了。
The anger by nature falls off.
所以我上次跟你讲，我为着那个不讲理，这个、 欺负我的那个同事，我吃得像个气球胀得这么大，对不对？
And I shared with you at one time when I was still working in the secular world, my colleague mistreated me, and I was so angry, I blew up like a balloon.
我用我自己努力说，哎呀，原谅他，原谅他，我就好像在慢慢放弃。
And I kept telling myself, forgive him, forgive him, and then this balloon began to shrink.
然后我一想起他刚才那副嘴脸，我的气又胀起来。
And the moment I picture his face, all of a sudden I swelled up again.
哎呀，我觉得哎呀，基督徒大人不与小人过，又放了一点。
And I said, I'm a Christian, I'm the better man, so I'm going to let him go.
然后一想他怎么可以欺负中国人，这种族歧视，哇，我又胀起来。
And then I thought, oh, how did he mistreated me because I'm Chinese, he's racist, and I got so mad again.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我就这样一张一缩，一张一缩。
And so I deflated again.
I love you. 这叫够味。那个，我讲到哪 ？OK。弟兄姊妹，你真的遇见主，他就进来了。
But when we really meet Jesus, He comes in.
你看我开刀以前，那次十五个小时手术以前，我怎么祷告说主啊主啊，我信靠你了，我信靠你了。
And before I had that 15 hours of surgery, I prayed and I prayed, Lord, I'm going to trust in you, I'm going to trust in you.
啊，我对自己讲道，我说主，你是全能的神，在你没有难成的事情，我可以把一切重担卸给你。
And I said, Lord, you're the Almighty God, nothing is impossible with you. I could give all my trials to you.
我祷告完好一点。
And after I prayed, I did feel better.
我一转身去做别的事情，可能洗碗，可能走路，突然一下子那个害怕来了，那个恐惧像火箭一下进来，我又垮掉了。
The moment I turned, began to wash dishes, all of a sudden fear like fiery darts into my heart, and I slipped again.
我就想起医生说的 ，What if 他所说的真的发生了，我的嘴巴被切歪了，或是我就死掉了，活不过来了。
And the doctor of course gave me the worst news. And what if what he said does come true, that he would sever my nerves, that my lips would be crooked, or I would actually die on the table.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这个平安像挤牙膏一样，一下有一点，一下挤不出来。
And this peace is like squeezing a toothpaste. Sometimes I could get it out, sometimes I can't.
可是当我最后跟主那样子 totally surrender, 我说主，我没办法。I need you.
And then the moment came. I completely surrendered to the Lord and I said, Lord, I need you.
哦，主耶稣，我需要你，我真的需要你。
Lord Jesus, how I need you.
当我在里面一碰到主的时候
，And when I met the Lord,
那个平安就来了。
Peace came.
他把那出人意外的平安，这是一个活的人。
The peace that surpasses my understanding, the living person.
他不是一个感觉，他不是一个心理作用，他不是一个安慰的道理。
It's not a feeling. It's not just a reaction inside of me or a way that I'm supposed to react.
而是你遇见了活的耶稣啊。
But I met the living Jesus.
哎呀，我们读圣经说啊，我要找亮光，我这个礼拜要带查经。
And we study the scriptures. I said, Lord, we need some light because I got to lead Bible study.
我上次已经带砸了，被英英骂了。
I messed it up last time, and Sister Ying Ying scolded me.
你怎么不好好预备呢？
How come you didn't prepare?
主啊，你看我这礼拜又忙成这样，我又没有好好预备啊！你给我一点亮光。
So this week I've been so busy, I didn't really have time to prepare. So Lord, give me some light.
哦，我们在这里东翻资料，西翻这个上网到处找。
So we go through our concordances, we go through the internet, we try to find all sorts of information.
哎呀，这个不错，这个不错，那个例子也不错，我们就这样凑凑凑。
Oh, this is very good. That's a great example.
然后第二天带的时候，带完以后就好像吃了死苍蝇，吃了死老鼠一样。
And then the next day you led Bible study, it felt like you just ate a fly. It's just miserable inside.
又搞砸了。
I messed it up again.
哦，不要说连英英不敢看，连赵家都不敢看他。
I dare not even look at 英英. It's Francis. I can't even look at him in the eye.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们就是这样子耗着，这样服侍，好辛苦。
And we serve like this, and it's just terrible. It's so exhausting.
所以我从小的教会里面常常流行一句话，就是得到亮光，找到亮光。
And so one particular phrase that was very popular is to lay hold on the light, to be enlightened.
啊，我大了才晓得，亮光不是我们找的啦。
And then when I got older, I come to realize it is not that something that I can search for.
在外院，亮光是天然的，是大自然自然有的。
When you're outside in the courtyard, the light is there. It's very natural.
进到圣所，亮光是从金灯台来的。
When you go into the holy place, the light comes from the lampstand.
你进到至圣所，在幔内。
And the holies of holies.
已经完全没有自然的光，没有人工的光，没有任何的光。
Behind the veil, there is no natural source of light.
唯一的光就是在二基督伯在施恩座上神荣耀所发的光辉。
The only light that comes is the glory of God that shines between the mercy seat at the cherubim.
那是一个 divine encounter, 一个神圣的相会。
That is a divine encounter.
你碰见主了。
Now you met the Lord.
神经活了。
And now you're alive.
你碰见主了。
You met the Lord.
生命的粮自然在我们里面。 面。
The bread of life is in us now.
我们不是要去得粮，我快饿死了，主给我粮食。
It's not that I'm hungry, God. I need food, God. I need food. I'm searching for food.
碰到主你就饱了。
When you met God, you met Jesus. You're full.
弟兄姊妹，喜乐也是这样，敬拜也是这样，祷告也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, joy is like this. Worship is like this. Prayer is like this.
你把祷告当做一个金钱的要求，你做得很辛苦的。
Prayer becomes some means of godliness. It's something very hard for you to do.
可是正像我上礼拜讲的。这个每次相逢为我心思、啊、
And we spoke last a few Sundays ago. Every time I meet with God, it just warms my heart.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正遇见主的时候
And when we really meet the Lord,
那是大不一样
It's greatly different.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。